day, and all things have been made new. So I will go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, is the glory and the honor that is due you. We say to walk into 2019. Lord, we give it all back to you. We ask right now that you place a hedge of protection around the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whose yes is why we can be here today, Lord. So we ask that you continue to be a hedge of protection around Artist Life and the Des De Leon family. Lord, we ask that you touch the speaker right now. Father, pour in all that the speaker needs to pour out to us. Lord, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you. It is in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we say amen, amen, and amen. I will now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Kai. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, my beautiful Mississippi Queen. The floor is yours.
Well, praise God. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the joy of the Lord on this new year. Happy New Year, TMC family. My name is Brenda Terrell, and I tell you, didn't she give us a beautiful tag? All things are passed away. All things are new on this Tuesday morning. Happy New Year. And again, I'm Brenda Terrell, residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and we give God glory that he has brought us into a brand new year, a brand new day, and a brand new season, and we are excited. And if this is your first time joining us, let me just share a little bit about what this call is all about. It started back in 2010 in October, where two wonderful, wonderful women of God who said yes to the Master. And they are none other than our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And with that, they stood on God's word where it says in Psalm 88:13, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So this is an awesome, awesome time of the day every Monday through Friday where you can invite someone to come and get a rich word from the Lord. Now, we have a website, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that all the messages have been archived there from back in 2010. Isn't that awesome? So we're so excited what God is doing. And guess what? today, we're definitely going to bring one thing into this year today, and that is our theme. We got to decree and declare, even in 2019, through me, say through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Now, you may feel led of the Lord that you want to be a part of this particular wonderful ministry, and you can do so. We would love to have you. You can be a greeter, which is what Minister Kai did so graciously, or you can host, which is what I'm doing, and then you may even have a word from the Lord. So we want you to be a part of us. We enjoy serving the Lord. So just send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will definitely get with you. Now, what brought us all together is this phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 29 years ago, and now we're under the umbrella of Artist Life with Alejandro and Elvia Diaz de Leon, who carried on the torch from Papa Antonio, and I'm telling you, we definitely have the best products in the world, so you got to get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll be more than happy to share with you what these wonderful products are all about. Now, even after this call, we have the new morning motivational call that's held every Monday through Friday, and that number is 712-770-4005. Again, That's 712-770-4005. And that PIN is 294-617-pound. And for many, some people may need a bypass number if they have PCS Metro or T-Mobile or Booster. And if you know someone that needs that bypass in order to avoid pain, that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. And today is Presidential Tuesday, where I know you'll get some vital information. May even have a few testimonies, but it's a great call, and you will definitely get some great information. Now, another thing is that everybody is preparing for the Extravaganza 2019 that will be held March 29th, 30th, and 31st in Las Vegas, Nevada. You definitely want to be in the place. You can go to the back office and get your ticket. And, yes, guests can attend as well. So definitely want to be in the place and see what this company is bringing to the forefront. You don't want to miss it. Another thing that I want to share is that January 5th is when we'll start our fast, our corporate fast, and I'm telling you, it is definitely a blessing. Every year we get together and we go on the Daniel's fast, and it is something to be a part of because God moves, God just operates through us tremendously, and you definitely want to be a part of it. We have the directors in our back office. You can see what we're praying about, and we can all be in one accord, and that Daniel's fast will consist of no meat, no breads, no sweets, no fried foods. But guess what? When we're doing it together, God empowers us to carry through with hardly no problems. So you definitely want to be on a part of this wonderful fast that we're going to come together and just come before the Lord and just touch and agree on things that God will have us to touch and agree to start this 2019. Well, so much for that. I'm getting out of the way because we have a dynamic woman who comes every time and brings a powerful word from the Lord. We know that she is appointed. We know that she's anointed. We know that she has been called in such a time as this to proclaim, to just announce and declare with all the anointing that God has given her, what thus says the Lord. And I'm telling you, when I first heard her, I'm going, who was that woman? So I'm so excited that this woman stems out of Prairie View, Texas. She is one of our co-founders of the Master's Call. She is a woman who has been an engineer. She served as an engineer. She's a founder and director of Van Networks. She is has completed her engineer. She had an engineer degree, had a master's in Christian education, her doctorate, and she has gone on to do many, many things around the world as well as around the country. Everybody knows her because they say that this woman is one person you can go to and ask for prayer, and God answers. Hallelujah. She founded this and served as the senior pastor of Gathering of the Eagles Ministry. She is a woman of God who serves as the associate minister at her church, and she is a caregiver of her wonderful mother. We love her. We call her Mother Eagle because I tell you, once you hear from Mother Eagle, listen, you're ready to fly. Glory to God. We give God honor. We give him praise for our very own Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon on this New Year's Day. Happy New Year. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am, and Happy New Year. Blessed beginnings of 2019 to you, Prayer General. Thank you, Minister Kai, for greeting and seating each and every one of us from Snailville, Georgia. A warm greeting to our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Paxson on the line, and to all of our Master's Call family, our Artist Life family. Blessed Happy New Year to each and every one of you. I tell you, I'm full, been in the presence of God, and just want to hop right into what I feel the Lord is saying to us this morning. Let's pray. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you for prophetic ears to hear and a heart to receive your rhema words straight out of the throne room of God. I thank you now that this your handmaiden decreases as you increase big in me. Make my mouth as the pen of a ready writer, writing on the tablets of these your people's hearts. And as we begin this journey of 2019, God, as you have allowed us fresh new mercies this morning, a new year, a new opportunities to walk in your way, to submit and surrender to your will. Have your way, Spirit of the living God. Now, we have already cursed and canceled any spirits that are not like you, and I thank you there shall be no distractions, and those people who are on this line will hear clearly, we're here with clarity and with conciseness, your heart this morning. Now, decree it and declare it so, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Well, we are so blessed to see another year. We thank God because many transitioned to our Father's presence in 2018, but he saw fit to allow us this year. And every time there's a new year, there's a new mandate, there's a new message, there's a new mission that's applied and assigned to our lives and to our hearts. In 2019, I started talking about this a little yesterday on our morning motivational call, and I want to go into depth today and circle it around the theme that the Lord put in my spirit. I think I was teasing you all on the call yesterday that last year at Watch Night Service, and wow, 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 did we have a powerful Watch Night Service, and I pray wherever you were that your Watch Night Service was just as powerful. I was sitting on the front row just enjoying the men and women of God who were coming up, giving their messages and exhortations right before our main speaker. And when I saw him walk in, I said, whew, this is so good because I get to just sit and relax. The prophet won't have to even work tonight. And I knew it, 22, the pastor looked over at me and said, I know you have a word for us. And I gave him what I'm about to give you that the Lord has been having in the Holy Ghost oven that I want to serve fresh to you this morning. This theme may seem a little strong to some of you all, but we are in critical times. We truly are in the last days, prophetically. Most things that had to line up have lined up, and the last sign that was so clear that even blind folks could see it with eyes of understanding, as Ephesians 1:17 talks about, was on the anniversary of Jerusalem when the capital was moved to Jerusalem. That was one of the last main things that God promised would happen, that Jerusalem would be the capital there in Israel. And it did occur with fanfare and ceremony on its 70th year. And so our theme that God has given me this year, I'm going to break it down as we talk about what the number 19 means, is in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me individually and corporately will clearly be seen. In 2019, God's hand of justice, and I've been talking a lot about justice, integrity, and truth. He said first, in me. So when we prophesy this and we decree it and declare it, we're going to say in ourselves first. We're going to talk about justice of God, the integrity of God, and the truth of God operating in us. And corporately, see, we're a corporate family of the Master's Call. We're a corporate family of Artist Life. And each one individually, when we come together, prayed up, standing up big in God, we fortify and can bombard the heavens and get a lot more done. We know we quote it all the time in Deuteronomy 32, that 30th verse said one could put 1,000 to flight, but two could put 10,000. And we've got way more than two on the line this morning. In 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. I started out yesterday telling you about the number 19, as we've entered into 2019 fresh into 2019, it's an extraordinary number. See, in ancient times, it was known as the number of surrender. And if anything else will reverberate big in your spirit, I'm asking God to align us all in a posture of surrender this year. Surrender to his will. Surrender to his way. Surrender to this path, so God can do some things in us, staying on the potter's wheel with your hand up, saying, have your way, Spirit of the living God, doing that first individual. See, that's what 19 means. The number of ancient times is surrender. It's a prime number. We know what prime numbers mean. It's only individual and divisible by itself, and the number one. Even if you broke it down and just use the one and the nine, they're both prime numbers. All righty. Seeing the number 19 now and then carries an important message for you. It's a virtuous number and brings good news for you. So don't be confused. Don't be alarmed. Don't be heavy about all the people are saying. It's not a bad omen. When God says justice, a lot of us go, uh-oh. No, justice is a good thing. Justice keeps us all aligned with God. Number 19 carries the power of the number 1 as well as the number 9. And in simple words, we can say this number represents the completion. 9 means the completion. I'm sorry, it's not, 9 is not a prime number, but 9 represents completion of the task that will take you to the beginning. In other words, like in a circular moment where you start somewhere, as a woman starts 9 months, and then in 9 months she's completed her 3 trimesters and finishes her term. Then a new beginning comes, what? The birth of the baby. So we want to first go into this understanding that the number 19 is a virtuous number when we stay yielded in a posture of surrender. I talked about yesterday in the Hebrew, the number 19, Yatef, Y-O-D, apostrophe, T as in Tom, E-T-H. I'll let y'all be some Hebrew scholars this morning. Yatef means faith and hearing. I really dealt with this a lot last night, but because of time, it's going to hit those two main points. We know in the scriptures in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So in the number 19 through this year, God is going to have a megaphone from heaven and speak, and we need to ask God to give us ears to hear and a heart to understand. To write 19 in Hebrew, again, they wrote two Hebrew letters, Yatef, and these signify first the hand, hands meaning the outworking of the serpent, which was wisdom. And that's when God kept dealing with me about my hand this year, Vanessa. My hand will bring the justice, the integrity, and the truth. And remember, for those of you in the medical profession, what do you see in the top of that symbol? Is a serpent, meaning wisdom. This can, of course, be seen in a negative sense, but for the wisdom of this world, yes, it's foolishness compared to the wisdom of God. But we're talking about the wisdom of God. When it's viewed in that positive sense, Jesus Christ as a serpent on the pole when they were in the wilderness, telling them to look upon this pole, picturing Jesus Christ as he was on the cross for us at Calvary. In John 12, that 12th chapter of John, the 32nd and 33rd verse says, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men to myself. But he was saying this to indicate the kind of death for which he was to die. And as we surrender, as we fast and pray, as we crucify the desires of our flesh and say, speak, Lord, I have the faith of God being stirred up inside of me to hear and to hear from you alone. The number 19 in Hebrews was meant to illustrate the fact that one must have faith in Christ and his cross, where he died as a serpent on the pole. Those who listen to Moses and look upon him in Numbers 21, that ninth verse, are those who hear and who have faith. Again, the number 19 includes those two things, faith and hearing. Though we have said little about this in times past, we often talk about faith. Faith is the first pillar of our four, of what artists is about, faith, family, lifestyle, and legacy, the foundation of faith. Faith, confident expectation. And the letter, the 19th letter in the Hebrew alphabet is the Kof, K-O-F, which literally means the back of the head. The word picture has to do with hearing God's voice in the back of your head, or in other words, in your mind. Many times we're about to do something, about to say something, and we're so disrespectful sometimes, and we don't mean any harm. We'll sit there and say, something told me I shouldn't go there. That something has a name. The Holy Spirit speaking through your mind. We're going to grow up and understand so we cooperate better with what God is doing with us and through us in 2019. The Hebrew word, again, has two marks of the letter, and it helps us understand that with faith and with hearing, we will do and be obedient to God. That 19 is so important, even with the salvation of Noah and his family. It came by faith as well, after they had heard. And the 19th time Noah is mentioned is Genesis 7:13. And after that, him and his sons and their wives, they entered the ark. The 19th time Abraham is mentioned is in Genesis 13:1. And that's where he leaves Egypt and returns to Canaan land. This is a prophetic picture of salvation after learning the lesson in faith. As we understood, he wasn't just Abram, he was Abraham when he lied about his wife Sarah being his sister, because in Egypt he had very little faith, but he learned and he grew, like many of us are going to do and decree over ourselves of this year. The 19th time Isaac is mentioned is in Genesis 24:66, and the servant Eliezer told Isaac all the things that he had done, and he said Eliezer means God of help. And he's the helper, the comforter, the advocate. Faith comes by hearing the Spirit of God. And we picture that in the 19th time that Paul is mentioned in Acts 15:36. And after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, let us return and visit the brethren in every city where we proclaim the word of the Lord. See, take note that again, the number 19 is associated with preaching of the word and the faith response to that word. As you're hearing me talk about this 19th year, you have to ask God to stir up your faith so that you will hear with a response to surrender. With the number 19, we can say it represents the completion of the task that's going to take us into a new beginning as we surrender. Remember, faith is confident expectation, plus now hearing this year and acknowledging what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you. First, with justice. Justice means it reflects God's standards. Biblical references to the word justice means to make right. Justice is first and foremost a relational term. People living in right relationship, Jehovah Tiskanu, with God and one another. Proverbs 21:15. When justice is done, it brings joy to the righteous, but terror to evildoers. Oh, we all have heard Amos 5:24, if nothing from it, I have a dream speech. But let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream. We're going to walk in integrity even the more this year, choosing in ourselves first, and as we do it individually, we'll watch God show up and show out corporately with integrity. Integrity, following your moral or ethical convictions and doing the right thing in the sight of God in all circumstances, even if no one's watching. Proverbs 11:3, the integrity of the upright guides them. But the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity. Duplicity means deceitfulness. And we like Proverbs 12:22, the Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in people who are trustworthy. And we know about truth. All the truth is the quality of state of being true to God and to yourself. Ephesians 4:15 tells us, with that truth, speak it in love. So as I conclude, and as we carry this year with this theme, in 2019, God's head of justice, integrity, and truth, first in me individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. God, we seal this word, this theme in our spirits, that these your eagles will spread their wings and let the ruah breath of God let us walk with justice in our hearts, our conversation, our character and deportment, always showing the integrity of Christ and always speaking your truth in love. We decree it and declare it this first day of this new year, throughout this year in our lives, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, God is awesome in his doings, and we can't thank you enough, Dr. P, Vanessa, for that profound message this morning. And when you came up with the new theme, it's just amazing how God works, and you'll see what I'm talking about in the upcoming days. We're so grateful that God has given us this year. So let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Lord, you definitely have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. You have been there for us, with us, and in us, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you, Father, for the spirit of truth dwelling on the inside, Lord God. As we sit at your feet and listen to the words, Father, that you've given us, Father, that even in this year, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me and corporately will clearly be seen. And we thank you because, Lord, you have shown each one of us individually where we are and in many of us where we're going. And we thank you for this woman of God, Lord, who have brought us this powerful word. So we ask you, Father, that you bless virtues of many, many blessings upon her life, Lord God. Bless her family. Bless her community, her church family, Lord God. All those that concern her, Lord God. Bless their going out and their coming in. We give you your name, glory, and honor for all the individuals on this call. We ask that you pour a special blessing upon each and every one of them on this 2019 first day of January. Lord God, we know, Father, many have gone home with you, and Lord, we ask that you strengthen those bereaved families, Father God, Joseph Broomfield's family, Paulette Carter's family, the family of Brother James Flanagan, the Weatherspoon family, Johnny May's family, Lord, Jackie Henderson and her family, Alexis Chapman and her family. Father, keep them in perfect peace and comfort them like none other. And Lord God, we give your name glory, even for our very own Eleanor Blackwell and her daughters. Lord God, strengthen them and keep them during this hour. And Father God, we thank you that even in the health, Lord God, of those that are needing restoration, Father God, we are asking, we're decreeing, and we're declaring by the blood of Jesus Christ, they are healed. So we call baby T, Taryn, healed. We call Wanda's dad healed. We call LaDon healed. We call Sharon Stowers healed. We call Mother Oliver healed. We call Jennifer Phillips healed. We call Tyrone Reed healed. We call them all healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we thank you that no weapon formed against them will prosper. We know, Father God, that you watch over your word to perform it. So we give your name glory. We give your name honor. We thank you, Father, for the season, this new season, 2019, as we go forth, Father, that you would direct our paths, that we, as we acknowledge you in all our ways. We thank you that you're doing it, not by might nor by power, but by your precious Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen. Well, you definitely want to share this message with someone. I'm telling you, powerful, powerful, and realize that God is doing a great work in this new 2019. That playback is 712-432-1085. The pin is the same, 957-677-pound. And remember, the new morning motivational call is next, 712-770-4005. The pin is 294-617-pound. We thank you all for joining us on this New Year's Day. We ask special blessings upon each and every one of you. Thank you, Minister Kai, for seating and greeting everyone this wonderful New Year's Day morning. And thank you again, Dr. Vanessa, for that profound message. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Thank you, woman of God. Spirit of the living God, we thank you for this year. Bless it. Happy New Year to each and every one of us. And we thank you for your words. We submit and surrender to your will, and oh, we'll walk it out according to your word. We thank you for the directives as we prepare our spirits, our minds, our bodies to fast and pray. Father, be with us. We're asking you to speak with such a clarity to all of your people as we leave this call, but never departing from your presence. We leave encouraged, focused, and faithful to be your ambassadors, your ministers in the marketplace. And as we are around family, friends, and loved ones today, in all that we do, we will celebrate you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Have an absolutely awesome day. And again, Happy New Year. Be blessed. Bye-bye.